Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
At any given moment in the United States of America, there's a young person picking up a guitar, strumming out their newest composition, and dreaming of someday making music for a living. For most of us, we know that dream will remain just a dream. But today, we go on the road with a Tennessean for whom it's become a reality, as we get a glimpse behind the faith journey and the music of Brandon Heath. But your love, the only thing that matters is your love, that's all I have to give. You very likely recognize Brandon from his great songs like I'm Not Who I Was, Jesus in Disguise, and Give Me Your Eyes. His latest effort was released just last month, and it's called No Turning Back. No turning back. As we begin our chat, Brandon explains the brisk pace of life for a recording artist in the month after an album drops.
Yeah, man, they got you out on the road working, and I can't complain at all. It's been really great to have new music out there. You know, contrary to popular belief, we do get tired of our own music, and so whenever you can put out some new songs that you can get behind and tell the story, it's always a fun thing.
I recently glimpsed an Instagram photo of you and your friend Nicole Norderman during your recent travels, and you were singing the national anthem at a Milwaukee Bucks game, I believe, and it got me thinking, you know, this may seem like a goofy question, but I'm legitimately curious. Do you still get nervous when you perform in front of a huge arena like that, or is it just run-of-the-mill everyday stuff for you at this point?
Okay, so normally the answer is no. I do not usually get nervous in front of a crowd, doesn't matter how big they are. I was terrified at the Bucks game because I found out about 10 minutes prior that I was going to sing the national anthem.
Oh.
And I had to brush up on the lyrics. So I get out there, I'm standing in the middle of the court, all the lights go down on me, and dude, I totally messed up the words. So the answer is yes, my nerves do get to me, and they definitely got to me that day. So, you know, everybody was really gracious. You would have never known, but I just repeated a line from the first verse into the second verse.
Oh, sure. That's fairly humorous. I promise I didn't realize that that was the case when I asked that question, but now I'm very glad that I did. And that's, you do join a long tradition of performers. That is a much harder song than people realize, isn't it?
The key to the national anthem, besides knowing the lyrics, is starting low. You have to start low because it's such a wide range. I mean, you could go on YouTube and find some pretty funny renditions of the national anthem because people start too high. I try to remember those two important rules.
Okay, Brandon, when you're putting together and playing live shows night after night, it just seems like there are so many moving parts and things that can go wrong. What would you say is the goofiest or maybe the most surprising thing that you've ever had happen to you during a live show?
There was a lady who brought a lap dog to a show. And that alone is amazing. Like, that's the first time I've ever seen that. So I wasn't sure why she brought her dog, but I usually like to have fun with the crowd.
Yeah.
So I go out to the crowd, and I pick up her dog, and her dog bites me. Like, gets scared and bites me. And so, that's probably the funniest, weirdest thing that's ever happened in the show.
Oh, that was not a disappointing answer at all.
No. Yeah. There you go. I got plenty more.
Brandon Heath, the Christian recording artist, and perhaps we'll get to more of those stories later. But let's talk about the album, and especially the title track, No Turning Back. It sure has an inspiring message, you know, for our journey of faith. Could you just take us into your thought process putting together that song? Where did it come from, and why is that message one that you wanted to deliver?
You know, I became a Christian 20 years ago this year, which is kind of why I made the record No Turning Back. It's really to commemorate the decision that I made when I was 16. And for me, I've had enough runway to see how faithful God's been. And so No Turning Back, the song No Turning Back, is really about that moment that I stood in front of my friends at a summer camp. It's a Young Life camp called Malibu. Young Life is an outreach to high school kids, and I was one of those high school kids. I never heard the gospel, and at this camp, I did and responded, and I stood in front of all my friends, some non-believers, and said, "I'm following Jesus." And so I thought it was kind of cool to write that song. I wrote it with my friends from All Sons and Daughters, a great worship band.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, the whole record is really about that summer of 1995.
I noted there's a Tolkien-esque phrase in that song, "Though I may wander, I am not lost." I found that particularly encouraging. Does that concept have any special meaning to you?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of an artsy guy, and when I say artsy, I mean ADD. And,
okay.
We don't have a really great attention span, but I believe that God makes us the way that we are. And so, you know, I actually don't take any medicine for it. I did for a little while, but I just found that it kind of stunted my creativity. And so,
oh, sure.
You know, I am sort of a wanderer, in my thoughts. I'm a wanderer, a ponderer, and whatever word rhymes with that. but I would say I'm a muser. You know, I
sure.
like to muse and think, and we need more people that do that. And so, though I may wander, I'm not lost.
Love it. Brandon Heath, the Christian recording artist, is joining us today on the road for Faith Radio, and I'm Ryan Thomas. You mentioned it just briefly, but I understand that you came to know Jesus at a time when many other young people seemed to head the opposite direction, and that's in high school. You talked about the camp, but can you take us a little bit inside how that played out for you?
Yeah, the camp is in British Columbia, Canada. It's a long way from home. I live in Nashville. I grew up in Nashville. So they asked me, they being Young Life, if I'd like to go to camp. And I'd been going to Young Life Club, which is a weekly meeting in someone's house, usually where we sing songs and play games and hear a little bit of somebody's story. And I said, yeah, I'd love to go. And we found out that it was actually going to be about $1,000 to go.
Oh.
And I mean, this is, okay, I'm 16 years old, and this is 1995. You know, like $1,000 is a lot of money, even for today's standards. But they told me if I wanted to go, they'd get me there. And I found out just 5 years later, or 5 years ago, that a lot of them were in medical school at Vanderbilt. And they sold their plasma to help pay for me to go to camp.
Wow.
And I still think about that. I mean, it's just such a big deal. But they sent me to camp. I think I only paid like $200 to go, and they raised the rest. And I found Jesus there, and it's kind of, well, that's an understatement. It's definitely changed my life. So... And my eternity and my perspective on life. So, big deal, and I love talking about it.
That's fascinating. Did you find music as well in your teens or perhaps even earlier? I understand that your first guitar was a Christmas present when you were 13.
Yeah, when I was 13, I really wanted to impress a girl, if I was being honest with you. and I asked for a guitar for Christmas because she played guitar as well, and I got one and it worked, and I think we dated for 2 months, which for 13 is really good. So anyway, I'm still playing, and thank you, Mom, for that gift. It's been a great investment.
Mm. Well, obviously, so many young kids, as we mentioned early on, in America and around the world, grow up strumming a guitar, wanting to play it for a living, but that's very rare. So take us on that path for a bit. I mean, how did that dream become a reality for you?
Well, yeah, and for me is kind of key. It's different for everybody, and a lot of times when people ask me, how do I get started, I don't know. I just know that my journey was like this, and I, you know, growing up in Nashville, which is a great place to grow up if you want to play music, I went to church with everybody that I work with now. My producer, Dan Mukula, was in my men's group, and he did my first four records. He is the reason that I'm Not Who I Was has a beat to it. Mm. You know, he really helped develop my sound, and then, you know, my booking agent was a guy that I went to church with. My manager, I went to church with. I just picked people that I went to church with. and then my producer helped me get a record deal. Really more because he wanted me to have one. That wasn't really my plan. But I think it was God's plan. And thankfully, Dan Mukula was listening. So my latest record is with, Ed Cash, and I met Ed in Young Life. So, you know, my advice to people, is just be who you are and God will take care of the rest. He made you to be who you are. And so we don't need another Chris Tomlin or Brandon Heath or whoever, Francesca Battistelli. We need you. So if you're playing music and you're good at it, just find out what your message is and your voice and go after it. Cause you know, and then serve people that really worked well for me is just serving others and they ended up serving me in the end. And it was great.
Well, that's tremendous. Brandon Heath is with us, the recording artist, as we go on the road behind the music and behind his story here for Faith Radio. You know, I've noticed, as you look through your catalog of hits, Brandon, from Give Me Your Eyes to your latest tracks, you really tell stories with your songs, and you paint pictures in a vivid way. I remember listening back to some of your first hits, and especially I'm Not Who I Was. I remember you kind of, that's just a song that almost makes you just stop and listen to what's going on. Is that storytelling, is that intentional, or does it just sort of happen organically for you?
No, yeah, I mean, it is both of those. It's intentional and organic. I grew up listening to country music, so I love a story song. And that's just kind of the approach that I like to do. And nobody else really does that in Christian music, not a ton. So I like having that kind of unique approach to my stuff. You know, you kind of have to find what your niche is.
Yeah.
And that would be mine.
Well, and that last comment makes me think too, because I think if my memory is correct, there was a bit more of a storytelling song condition that was happening maybe even in the early days of Christian music. Was there anybody that you listened to that's perhaps on the scene today or maybe even earlier that really played a role in kind of forming your sound and who you are as an artist?
Yeah, you know, a major influence of mine was really country radio and maybe some pop. But I remember a friend in high school telling me about Jars of Clay. And so I was a big Jars fan, still am, and we get to tour every once in a while. But I would say they were a big influence of mine as far as being bold to share your faith, but doing it in a creative way. I thought they were just so original and great.
What is that like to share a stage then with somebody that you looked up to as you were coming up?
Oh man, it's like a buzz, you know, it's like, wow, I can't believe that. I mean, I just feel like God's paying attention, you know, and he knew that this would kind of blow my mind. So he's made a lot of the great things happen.
Mm. Brandon Heath is with us on the road, and I'm Ryan Thomas. You have this awesome YouTube channel, if I may make such a declaration. There are some videos there where you answer questions that your fans have posed to you through email, and one stuck out. Could you tell the story of what you described there as your most remarkable experience with God? You told a story that took place on a trek to India, I believe.
Yeah, I went to India in 2005 with a guy named Bob Goff, and Bob is an author of a book called Love Does, and I was still pretty young then, in 05, or I guess I was 26, so I was getting up there, but for me, I was just trying to figure out who I was and what I was going to do with my life, and we went to India. He asked me to go to India with him, and he was looking for a piece of land to turn into an aftercare facility for children who were rescued from slavery. And slavery is a big problem around the world, even here on our own shore.
Yeah.
But I'd never really seen it or been to a third world country for that matter firsthand. Now, I remember the second day we were there, we were in a van, and we went out to see some of the places where they had witnessed children being exploited. And we were sitting outside of this building where kids were literally being sold on the spot. Mm. And I wondered, why don't we just go in there and get them? How can we just sit here and watch this happen? And I still ask that question, but it's so much more complicated to really get kids rescued because they can end up back in that system. And so it was really tough. And I started to get this knot in my stomach, and I wondered why I was there. I was not qualified to be there, but I felt like God spoke to me for the first time in the hotel room that I was staying in that night. And I mean, I just went to bed with knots in my stomach. And he said, "Brandon, I brought you this far, but I can't do anything with you unless you trust me." And I was so worried about, you know, getting sick from the food. And maybe I was experiencing a little bit of culture shock.
But, sure.
But I remember that. I mean, I even remember that when I get nervous. It really helps, you know, to know that God's with me and he brought me this far. And so I still remember that moment. That was a big one.
Wow, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. So encouraging. Brandon Heath, the recording artist with us on the road on Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. Your music, sir, strikes me as being very authentic. And I think it continues to be the case that especially young people today in our country yearning for authenticity. What's your message to someone who's searching for that authenticity in our faith? How do you express that what you believe is something that's real and something that can be trusted?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people are cynical. I would be one of those people. Cynical and skeptical, because so many things in the world have either hurt me or fooled me.
Right.
And people are just very leery of stuff like that. And I get that and understand that. Faith is something a little bit different because it asks us to believe something that we can't necessarily tangibly prove, but we really have to search our hearts. And, you know, I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and I believe that God created us. So I want to know if my creator made me, I want to know how am I supposed to live? And the best way to do that is to look at Jesus. So, you know, it's something that you have to do in faith. And again, faith kind of has to transcend your life experience because your life experience would say, don't trust anything or anyone. So it's a little bit of a test. But I believe that we were made to be in relationship with God and with each other. And I believe that Jesus exemplified the way to do that. And that was really through love. And so you have to put your faith in something. And I put my faith in that. And it's really been challenging at times, but I can see how it's made my life a lot better.
Outstanding. Well, you've received Dove Awards. You had number one charting songs. But what do you still want to accomplish? What do you still hope to do as an artist? And what things are out there that are left that you would really like to do?
Well, I'd love to collaborate with another artist someday. And I've always kind of thought it'd be kind of cool to do a band, to be in a band. So musical aspirations, that would be cool. I'd love to write a country song that is on the radio. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I'd love to collaborate with my wife and have a baby someday. So that would be really cool too.
Do you have, when you think about a potential band, do you have any dream bandmates that you think of that, boy, this person's really got to be in here?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just kind of open.
Fair enough. All right, sir. Well, our minutes are waning away. I wonder, it seemed like one of the most entertaining parts of this interview was the story about the dog biting you at the concert. So how about we take our exit with another of your goofiest or strangest moments from a live performance?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about Jars of Clay.
Yeah.
They cranked me really good one time. And they coated my microphone with lipstick. And so when I went out to sing, I thought it smelled kind of waxy, but I wasn't sure. So I leaned in, dark maroon lipstick all over my mouth. So way to go. Way to go, Jars of Clay. You got me.
That is Brandon Heath, the recording artist who has kindly joined us today on the road. And Brandon, if people want to keep up with your touring and your music making, what's the best way to keep up with you, whether it's Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, I Instagram a lot. So follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And then my homepage is brandonheath.net.
Excellent. Well, sir, we thank you for your time, for your insight, and for your encouragement today. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Ryan. It was fun.
You're listening to Faith Radio's On the Road, stories of determination, courage, and hope.
Fresh, relatable encouragement today as we've gone on the road with Brandon Heath. Our thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. If you came alongside after we had already got started with Brandon, that is no problem. You can listen to this entire episode at myfaithradio.com when you find On the Road under Programs. And you can also sign up right there to have our latest shows delivered right to your computer or your smartphone when you press subscribe. And if you know of a great story in your community that you think ought to be featured on our show, please get in touch with us. You can easily and quickly send me a note via that same On the Road show page at myfaithradio.com. Special thanks this week to producer Carissa and Noble executive producer Richard. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's our warmest invitation to join us back here next weekend at this time for Faith Radio's On the Road. We'll say farewell with some more music from today's kind guest, Mr. Brandon Heath. Have a tremendous day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
You come with me.
Won't you come with me?
Just call out his name.
Just call out his name.
Say say I have decided.